It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where today the Tacoma Rainiers wrap up a six-game homestand with a day game on a beautiful day here in Tacoma as the Rainiers face the Houston Astros AAA club, the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Well, the Rainiers have had a little trouble with the Space Cowboys during this homestand. The Rainiers have dropped four of the first five games in this series. And that included a 4-2 decision yesterday. Rainiers had some good pitching yesterday, which was nice to see. In fact, the starting rotation's been a little bit better these last few days. And yesterday, Mark Avichus allowed two runs in four innings and did not get hit hard at all. Kind of got just nicked for the two runs. And the game was tied 2-2 after four, actually after five. And then Sugarland scored twice in the top of the sixth inning. The Rainiers couldn't really get the offense going yesterday, just five hits. They did load the bases in the ninth inning with one out, trailing by two runs, but were unable to get the hit that they needed to tie up the ball game or take the lead. So Sugarland won yesterday 4-2. Rainiers looking to take the series finale today. On the mound for Tacoma will be the veteran Asher Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski looking to bounce back from a couple of rough outings in a row. He's 0-3 with a 15.95 ERA. He'll be opposed by Sugarland right-hander Brett Kanine, a surprising starter as they had announced that J.P. France was going to start this game, and that's what we thought when yesterday's game ended, but we get to the park today, and Kanine is starting. Kanine has made three appearances this year, one start. He's 0-1 with an 8.31 ERA. So Brett Kanine on the hill for Sugarland and Asher Wojciechowski for the Tacoma Rainiers. It's a gorgeous day here in Tacoma, just a beautiful one, our best day weather-wise of this young season so far. When we come back on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show, we'll do our weekly visit with Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. That's coming up right after these messages.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
It's our Sunday visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. And Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, no problem.
This week, I know not as many wins as you would like, obviously, but there have been some bright spots, and one of them is the last few games. It seems like the starting pitching is starting to come around and get a little deeper into games and keep the score down early on. Do you see kind of, big picture progress there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of what we're looking for. Guys are going to struggle, whether it's early or late. It's going to happen. Nobody's perfect all throughout the year. So it's good to see that we're rebounding after the trip to Albuquerque and some of the starters going short. So we look for continued progress, and we'll go from here.
you've been forced to kind of play some really young guys recently, players from low A ball and even extended spring training, because some unexpected things have happened here. The Mariners had a COVID outbreak. They've had to call up a lot of your players, your regulars, and then you've also had some injuries here in AAA too. What's it like kind of having these young guys and really forcing them into action and having players who haven't played much starting in AAA games?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of being at this level. You know, you lose guys pretty quickly. Unfortunately, COVID's still a thing, and we've had to send quite a few guys up. The big leagues team's playing with a couple extra pitchers to start this first month anyways. So just weird circumstances. We're getting help from wherever we can at this point. I think it's a plus for these guys to get up to experience this level. I know Ben Ramirez, he was just drafted last year. He's in the lineup yesterday. He's in the lineup again today. I think it's just a great experience for these guys to kind of learn what the game is like at this level and just to be able to pick guys' brains like Steven Souza, Billy Hamilton, some of the older guys we've had on this team. So I think it's a plus for these guys.
Speaking of Billy Hamilton, I've had fans ask me, we see him here. I saw him take batting practice yesterday. Is he close to getting back in the lineup again?
Yep, yeah, he'll be good. He'll be good to go once we get back to Vegas. He's just been battling with some foot soreness, and obviously speed's his game. So if he's going to not be able to have that, then it's probably smart for him to take some time to get that back.
We're with Tacoma Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. Tim, you have a new player who's in the lineup today, Stuart Fairchild. He's from Seattle. But he is not a Mariner, or wasn't a Mariner, until yesterday. Just yesterday, he was acquired by the organization. Today, you throw him in the lineup. He's new to your team. He's new to the entire Mariners organization. What's the, I guess you would call it the intake process for welcoming a new player to the organization and getting him kind of up to speed?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that you experience a lot at this level with waiver claims and DFAs. And with him being a local guy, it was kind of nice right after we claimed him. He was able to show up yesterday and be on the card, and then today he's in the lineup. So I don't think he's had too much time off. So he said he feels comfortable playing today, so he's in there today. And most of the time it's just guys are used to it at this point. You're going to a new team. This might be the first time for him, but for me, I went to 8 different teams through this DFA and claim process, so it's interesting, but you kind of get used to it at this level.
Do you have to do something like learn, teach him the, you know, the signs and all that type of stuff?
Yeah, just little things. Obviously signs, just kind of what the atmosphere is like here, just being laid back, not many rules. So you just kind of onboard him in that sense, but it's usually not that long.
You mentioned you were with 8 different teams. How much did the signs really change from one organization or one team to another?
They change more than you think. Yeah. Some are simple, some are hard. It just kind of depends on the philosophy of the organization and if they're using the same big league signs in AAA or not. There's just a lot of aspects that go into it.
Interesting. Well, Tim, good luck to you this week. Thanks a lot for the visit, and we'll talk to you next Sunday in Vegas.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's Tim Fedorovich, manager of the Rainiers. I'll be back with the starting lineups right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are all heightened after a year without, so grab the gang and join us for a season of South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment you missed in 2020 are available now at weartacoma.com. Rainiers baseball, this is our city.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys. The Houston Astros AAA club is managed by Mickey Storey. They have a record of 7 wins and 10 losses.
Leading off for Sugarland, playing right field, is Pedro Leon. Batting second, the center fielder, Lewis Brinson. Hitting third, third baseman Alex DeGody. In the cleanup spot, their catcher, the Astros' top prospect, Corey Lee. Batting fifth and playing left field is Corey Jolks. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Michael Papirski. Batting seventh, shortstop Franklin Barreto. Hitting eighth is designated hitter Scott Manea. And batting ninth, second baseman A.J. Lee. On the mound, right-hander Brett Kanine. Kanine's 0-1 with an 8.31 ERA. The Tacoma Rainiers are 5-12 on the season. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. He's going to lead off with Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is at second base. Batting second and playing center field is Stuart Fairchild. Hitting third and doing the catching is Joe Odom. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Zach Green. Batting fifth, designated hitter Trent Tingelstad. Hitting sixth, the left fielder Marcus Wilson. Batting seventh and playing third base is Ben Ramirez. Hitting eighth, the shortstop Mason McCoy. And batting ninth, right fielder Forrest Wall. On the mound for the Red Ears, right-hander Asher Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski, 0-3 with a 15.95 ERA. Our umpires today behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Justin Robinson. At first base is Jacob Mattson. At third, it's Jose Matamoros. It's Tacoma and Sugarland wrapping up this six-game series. Red Ears trying to finish the homestand with a W. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of today's game right after this.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready for the start of this one, the Red Ears and the Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Asher Wojciechowski on the mound for the Red Ears, and the veteran is ready to go to work. He's finished his warm-ups. Pedro Leon settles into the batter's box, and here we go. The first pitch of the game is on its way, and it is a fastball called a strike, and we have begun. 65 degrees, our game time temperature on this cloudless day here in Tacoma. Oh, one pitch swung on, broken bat, bouncer to third. Ramirez fields the baseball, avoids the bat, and throws to first and gets Pedro Leon for the first out of the game. A full swing by Leon. He hit a bounding ball to third, and the bat just went flying down the third baseline. And I couldn't. He actually didn't break the bat. He lost the handle. It just went flying up the line intact. And almost hit Ramirez as he was trying to field the grounder. Here's the pitch to Lewis Brinson, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Leon's going to work on his bat in the dugout. Get that handle a little stickier probably. Now here's a swing and a foul out of play by Brinson. 0-2 the count. Lewis Brinson, 6-for-29 with Sugar Land this year. 0-2 pitch coming from Wojciechowski, and it is swung on and hit in the air, foul down the right field line towards the grassy berm, which is teeming with people today, and there's a souvenir. A lot of kids out there. Right here's on, today's part two, day two, the last day of the annual throwback weekend. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back by Brinson. And the Right here's wearing these special uniforms today, the cream colored jersey and pants with the Tacoma and block letters across the front, and Slamming Sammy, the South Sound Salmon, on the right sleeve. Sears a pitch outside for a ball to Brinson. One ball, two strikes. Rainier's wearing the red hats, too, and these jerseys are being auctioned off after the game today to raise money for Puyallup Cal Ripken Little League. Sears a foul by Brinson, still 1-2. Wojciechowski, a returning player from last year's Tacoma Rainiers. He joined the team late in the season last year. He's into his motion now. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still 1-2. Wojciechowski doing the repeat performance today that happens when you have a schedule made up of six-game series and you're running a five-man starting rotation. So somebody each series faces the same team twice. So here's one outside for a ball. And Wojciechowski pitched the opener of this series on Tuesday against Sugar Land, and that means he has the closing Sugar Land player who has appeared in every game this season. The Rainiers don't have anyone in that category. Next pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Just underway in Tacoma, the Red Ears and the Space Cowboys, the new name of the Sugarland franchise this year. 1-1 pitch fouled out of play. Sugarland is the Houston Astros affiliate, and Sugarland is a suburb of Houston. When we went down there to play them last year, we flew into Houston, drove right past the Astros Stadium on our way to Sugarland on the outskirts of town. Here's a swing and a one-hopper hit to second, fielded by Haggerty. He throws to first. They get to Godey, and that does it for Sugar Land at the top of the first inning. Asher Wojciechowski sets down the side in order Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Sugarland nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value. The moment you sign up to be...
And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Asher Wojciechowski looked sharp in the top of the first and set down the side in order. Now the Red Deers come to the plate in the bottom of the first. Sam Haggerty, Stuart Fairchild, and Joe Odom to bat against Brett Kanine, right-hander. And Kanine's first pitch to Haggerty is taken high for a ball, 1-0. Haggerty hit one out yesterday. And he's batting .289 with two homers in 12 games for the Red Deers. Now the 1-0 is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Haggerty with a 5-game hitting streak coming into this one. And the next pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Now Kanine with his pitch, and it's a breaking ball down low, 3-1. Brett Kanine, C-O-N-I-N-E. It's spelled like the, Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine. But Brett is not related, and his family pronounces the name differently. 3-1 pitch is hit in the air to right. This is struck well. Back is Leon. He'll have room, though, and he makes the catch at the edge of the warning track. And that is the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Haggerty drives one to right, but it's caught by Pedro Leon. And now making his Tacoma debut is Stuart Fairchild. Just acquired yesterday from the Diamondbacks. The Diamondbacks had designated him for assignment, so he had to wait and see if anyone would claim him or not. And he's from Seattle, so he went home to Seattle. As here's a pitch in for a strike to Fairchild. And lo and behold, the Mariners put in a claim and worked out backs, and he was right here nearby. So he actually got here last night. Is now a swing and a miss. Got here the same day he was claimed. And is in the lineup the very next day. He's behind in the count, 0-2. And the pitch from Kanine is swung on and grounded past the third baseman. Picked up by the shortstop, Barreto, but then he drops it. And no play. And Fairchild is safe at first base with an infield single. 0-2 pitch, he pulled a grounder, and the third baseman reached, couldn't get it. Barreto deep in the hole. Looked like he had it for a moment in his glove, and then it popped out, and Fairchild credited with a single. That would have been a tough throw for Barreto to make to get him. Fairchild does run well. That's part of his game. So he'll fit in with the speedy Rainiers, who lead the league in stolen bases by a lot. And the first pitch to Joe Odom is over for a strike, 0-1 the count. Odom hitting 275 with a team leading 4 homers. And the pitch is outside in the dirt and speared by Corey Lee, saving a wild pitch. 1-1 the count. Kanine getting the signals from Corey Lee behind the plate. And his pitch is a swing and a miss at a fastball, and the count's 1-2. Now Kanine with a 1-2 pitch, and that is a little inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. On deck is Zach Green. Now the 2-2. Is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch, and down goes Joe Odom for the second out of the inning. The Green at first base. Fairchild at first base. Green is the hitter. And Green's hitting 255 with three homers, 10 runs batted in. And the pitch is a swing and a little bouncer. Third base side, this is trouble. Picked up by the pitcher, Kanine. He has no play. And safe at first base with an infield single is Green. Fairchild taking second. And a couple of infield hits have the Red Ears threatening with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Trent Tingelstad will be the batter. Moved up to the five hole in the lineup today. Tingelstad is 3-for-10 with three walks in his first three AAA games all this week here. The left-hand hitter looks out to the mound, and the pitch is a fastball that is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Tingelstad looks out towards Kanine, and the pitch is a swing and a miss and a breaking ball there, strike two. Now the 0-2 pitch yanked foul down the first baseline. Still 0-2. Now the 0-2. Swung on and stroked into right center, a base hit. And coming around third is Fairchild. He's headed home. The throw to the plate is too late and over the catcher's head. And the runners are going to move up an extra base. Green takes third. Tingelstad ends up at second. And the Red Ears have a 1-0 lead at the bottom of the first. An RBI single for Trent Green. Out towards right center field. The right fielder, Leon, came up firing. And did he ever fire? Setting it over the head of catcher Corey Lee, and the pitcher Kanine was back there backing up. He retrieved the baseball. Tingelstad gets credited with an RBI single, and he takes second, and Green advances to third on the throwing error by Leon. Trent Tingelstad with a two-out hit, and the pitch to Wilson is in there for a strike. Second RBI for Tingelstad. 0-1 the count to Marcus Wilson. And the pitch is swung on and yanked down the third baseline, and that is a foul ball, according to plate umpire Justin Robinson. And I think the Red Ears thought that was fair. Seth Mejia's brain in the third base coach's box was waving runners around. Replay made it look like it hopped perhaps right over the bag, but plate umpire Justin Robinson had the call with the three-man crew. The third base umpire is stationed in the middle of the diamond in this situation with runners at second and third, so that's why it's the home plate umpire's call, and he waved it foul. No argument from Tacoma, so. And Mejia Spreen actually now indicating to the dugout just with his fingers like it was an inch foul. So we'll go with that. Pitch to Wilson now outside, 1-2. Wilson has reached base in his last five games with either a hit or a walk. He's thinking RBIs right here, though. 1-2 pitch, swung on and hit high in the sky to left center. And calling for it, Brinson, the center fielder in the alleyway. He makes the catch. And that does it for Wilson and the Red Ears here in the bottom of the first. Red Ears get a run on three hits. Nice little two-out RBI hit by Trent Tingelstad. We go to the second. Tacoma 1, Sugar Land 0.
That's that little red right there. Hey, we'll be right with you.
For Bianca's flower shop, spring orders and Mother's Day are a tricky arrangement.
Hey, can I get help repotting this fiddle leaf?
She needs to put the pedal to the metal and find more florists.
We're running low on daisies. How does that even happen?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Cleaning your fuel system can make your car run better and improve gas mileage. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts and pick up a bottle of Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner and add it to your tank during your next fill-up. On sale now, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by and talk to our professional parts people today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Well, nothing right here as we go to the second inning of play on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Tacoma. Asher Wojciechowski on the mound. Corey Lee, the batter, and the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to left. A high fly, but it's not going anywhere. And Marcus Wilson is going to get called off by the center fielder Fairchild, and Fairchild makes the catch in shallow left center. So Lee is retired on one pitch. Fairchild, the right here's newest player, catch in front of Wilson. Now Corey Jolks is the batter. Jolks, right-hand batter, takes a fastball for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now a swing and a grounder to short. That's scooped up by McCoy, who throws to first in time for out number two. And Wojciechowski gets a couple of quick outs here in the top of the second inning. Now the pitch to Papirski, and he shows bunt and then takes a strike, 0-1. Michael Papirski, 9 for 44 to start the year, 2.05 average, but he's walked 10 times and has a .357 on base percentage. He led the league in drawing walks last year, and he takes inside for a ball, 1-1. Now a little bunt third base side, and it's a beauty, and that's going to go for a base hit for Papirski. A bunt single rolled up the third baseline, and he is on with two outs. And now Franklin Barreto will be the batter. And Barreto taps the end of the bat on home plate. Looks out towards Wojciechowski, and the first pitch is popped up foul, and looking for it is the catcher, and Odom can't get catchable. Fan grabbing it from the roof of the Tacoma dugout on the third base side. Well, one pitch coming from Wojciechowski, and it's a fastball up high. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 on its way. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Barreto had a couple hits last night for Sugar Land. He fouls off this pitch, and the count's even. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Big crowd here at the ballpark today. This is the Rainier's biggest crowd of the young season. Little League Day today, and also the beautiful weather bringing folks out. Two pitch coming to Barreto. And it is outside for a ball. Full count, 3-2. This is the Rainier's last home game for a couple weeks. So now the 3-2 to Barreto is on its way. And there's a called strike three, and that takes care of Franklin Barreto and closes out the top of the second inning. Asher Wojciechowski with his second strikeout. No runs at the bottom of the second inning. It is Tacoma 1, Sugar Land nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria, también somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
One nothing, Tacoma leading Sugar Land. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium. Bottom third of the lineup coming up this inning. It'll be Ben Ramirez, Mason McCoy, and Forrest Wall to face the right-hander Brett Conine. Ramirez made his AAA debut yesterday, went 0-4. See if he can get his first hit today. And the pitch to Ramirez is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Ramirez up from low A Modesto. And the one towards right center field. This is hit a long way. Back it goes, and it is gone off the scoreboard in right center field. Ben Ramirez with his first AAA hit, and it is a homer to right center field. Mariners' 13th round draft pick last year out of USC goes deep, and Tacoma doubles its lead. It is 2-0. Ramirez hits one off the scoreboard. It hit the line score out there in right center. And the pitch to Mason McCoy now is in for a strike, 0-1. Well, Ramirez had hit a couple of homers for Modesto before joining the Rainiers. On Friday, is here's a swing and a little blooper up the middle, and a short hop attempt to field it by A.J. Lee goes wrong. And safe at first base is Mason McCoy. And he is aboard with nobody out. And now Forrest Wall is the hitter. Wall left-hand batter stands in. And the pitch is bunted to third base side. That's picked up by the third baseman, Degody. And he bluffs the throw to first and then throws behind the runner at second instead. And getting back in safely is McCoy. It is a bunt single for Forrest Wall. And McCoy takes second. Tricky play to try to throw it behind McCoy at second base, and if A.J. Lee covering the bag handles that ball cleanly, they might have gotten an out. But Lee did not pick the throw cleanly on the first try. So bunt single for Wall. They gave Mason McCoy, so back-to-back hits in the infield here. Two on, and now Sam Haggerty takes a strike. It's 0-1. Haggerty flied to deep right field his first time up. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to right field. On the move is Leon, and he will get there and make the catch. Tagging at second is McCoy. He's going to third, and he makes it there as the throw was offline. McCoy was ahead of the baseball anyway. So Haggerty flies to right. He does move up the lead runner. Runners at the quarters with one out for Stuart Fairchild. Fairchild, right-hand hitter in his Rainier's debut. He reached on an infield single his first time up. And a toss to first base, and back in with the dive is Wall, who is absolutely a base-stealing threat here. He leads the league in stolen bases with eight, and he has not been caught. Now the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0 to Stuart Fairchild. Brett Kinnide on the hill. Former closer in college at Fullerton. As here's a check swing foul by Fairchild, 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a fly to right field. Shallow. Leon charging in, makes a sliding catch, and then gets back on his feet and starts running the ball back into the infield. And the runner at third base, McCoy, had to just hold. Fairchild with a fly to right field. Too shallow to bring in the run. And Leon did it. So runners at first and third now with two outs for Joe Odom. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Odom went down swinging in the first. Only strikeout for Kinnide so far. Now the 0-1 on its way. And it's in there for a called strike with a fastball. It goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch up high for a ball. 1-2 the count. Runner from first takes off. The pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Odom goes down swinging, and that does it for the Red Ears in the second. They get one run on the Ben Ramirez homer, his first Triple-A hit. One run on three hits. There were no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land nothing.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorite, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Well, we go to the third inning. The Rainiers with a 2-0 lead over Sugarland, and Asher Wojciechowski is on the mound, and he'll face Scambanea to lead things off in the third. And the pitch is popped up in the air, foul, and on the first base side, over by the seats, and making the catch is Zach Green. Nice play, right up against the netting in that first row of seats. Beyond the dugout on the first base side. Zach Green making the play. Fine play at first base by Green. And now A.J. Lee will bat. And the fastball is inside. Ball one. The numbers are in on Ben Ramirez's first AAA hit and home run. Exit velocity 100 miles per hour off the bat. Sears one up and in to Lee. And the distance, 408 feet to right center. Ball called a strike, and the count's 2-1. A.J. Lee is sort of Sugarland's Ben Ramirez. He's up from Class A Asheville, where he began the year. Now the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tip. There's strike two. And Lee appeared in last night's game defensively and then makes the start today. He played in some games for Sugarland last year, too. He swings and rolls one to third. That's scooped up by Ben Ramirez, who throws across the diamond to first base in time for the out. Two away on a ground ball to third. And now Pedro Leon is the batter. Leon. Right-hand batter grounded out to third base his first time up. And the pitch is up high for a ball. 1-0. One-oh pitch coming, and there's a fastball called a strike. Counts 1-1. So the Rainiers go on a 2-week, 12-game road trip after this one. Off tomorrow, play on Tuesday in Las Vegas. Now, here's a breaking ball that is in for a called strike. 1-2. One-two delivery. Inside, two balls, two strikes. The Rainiers are going to play six games in Las Vegas, followed by six games in Salt Lake City. And they won't be home here again until May 10th for a Tuesday day game. 2-2 pitch. Check swing. He went. That's strike three. Owned, and Asher Wojciechowski has his third strikeout of the afternoon. He's looking sharp early on today. Three up, three down in the top of the third inning. We go to the bottom of inning number three with the score. Tacoma 2, Sugarland nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run. So we're going to talk to you like you did something great, so you can bask in the glory.
Sorry to bother you, but you're the one who bundled their home, auto, boat, and other vehicles with Progressive, right? I seriously still talk about that with my friends. How you saved all that money? Hey, you mind if I take a selfie with you? That would be amazing.
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
We go to the bottom of the third inning. It is Tacoma 2, Sugarland nothing. Zach Green will start things off. Made a nice defensive play in the top of the inning. And he swings at the first pitch and misses. There's strike one. Brett Kanine on the mound for Sugarland, although four of them have been infield singles. Here's one down low, and the count's even, 1-1. Now fastball low and away. Two balls, one strike. Now a swing and a miss. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Green goes down swinging, and that is the third strikeout for Kanine. One down, and here's Trent Tingelstad, who had a big hit in the first, a two-out RBI single. Tingelstad starting at DH today. And the pitch is called a strike. 0-1 the count. You know who's not starting at DH today? The birthday boy. Steven Souza Jr. celebrating his 33rd birthday today. So here's a swing and a miss by Tingelstad. Happy birthday to Steven. And manager Tim Fedorovich gave him a day off. Day game after a night game. Travel day tomorrow. Good day to rest a veteran. 0-2 pitch outside for a ball. 1-2 the count to Tingelstad. Now the next pitch is bounced slowly to the right side. Over to field it is the shortstop, Barreto, and he throws to first and gets Tingelstad for the second out of the inning. They were shifting him with three infielders on the right side, and this was a little roller that went to right where the second baseman is, north field, and the shortstop was playing up the middle, Barreto, and he was actually able to charge across and field that grounder before the second baseman could get to it, and Barreto makes the play on a ball hit to the right side. Here's a fastball to Marcus Wilson that's in there for a called strike, 0-1. Yeah, the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-1. There's a lot of talk that Major League Baseball may act to ban the shift next year. We'll see if they actually do that or not. Here's a swing and a fly to center field. Brinson is there, and he makes the catch, and Wilson is retired with his second fly ball to Brinson, the center fielder. Rainiers go in order in the third. We head to the fourth with the score. Tacoma 2, Sugar Land nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for a bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
Two nothing our score. Tacoma with the lead over Sugar Land as we go to the fourth inning of play. Just had our between innings promotion from Smile Generation to encourage people to brush their teeth, which is always important, but especially important when you're playing Sugar Land. Here's Lewis Brinson leading things off in the fourth against Asher Wojciechowski. And the pitch is a fastball called a strike. In Sugar Land, Texas, there's a little town square where the city municipal buildings are. So here's a swing and a foul off the foot of Brinson. And they've got a sign there that says, you know, welcome to Sugar Land. And it's right near the hotel where the Rainiers stayed last year when they were down there. And in this square in front of the courthouse and the municipal building, there is actually a candy stand. Because if you go to Sugar Land, you got to buy candy, right? No balls, two strikes to Brinson. And Wojciechowski's pitch is swung on and ripped foul down the third baseline. Brinson turned on that one, pulled it foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Rainiers do have a return trip to Sugar Land later this summer. So now a pitch is hit in the air to right. That struck well. Back on the ball is Wall at the fence. He leaps and just misses it. It is gone. Lewis Brinson with a line drive homer to right field. A wall scraper, but it did get out of here. And Brinson goes deep. His first home run of the season. And it is now Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1. So Brinson lines one the other way. Got a fastball, and he's got good wood on this. And Wall thought he had a chance and a leaping attempt at the fence, but it was out of here. Now Alex DeGody is the batter, and he takes a fastball for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch is outside. Two and one. And this is lined to right field, but in the ballpark, and Forrest Wall moves over and makes the catch, and there is the first out in the fourth. So another liner to right.
Catcher number five, Corey Lee.
Now Corey Lee is the hitter. We'll take a look at what happened in this league last night. I guess we'll start with the Rainiers' next opponent, Las Vegas. As the pitch to Lee is in for a strike, the Rainiers head to Vegas for a six-game series starting Tuesday. They're already at home. They're in a long homestand. They're playing El Paso, and last night they beat them 5-2. As here's one, a check swing, and he held up in time. He's had a good start last night from right-hander Colin Wiles. Went six scoreless. Here's a swing and a foul back. And Vegas' leadoff man is off to a real strong start this year, Luis Barrera. He had a hit and two walks last night, scored two runs. He's batting 370. He's someone the Rainiers will have to be keeping an eye on. Here's a swing and a little bouncer towards third. Slowly hit. Ramirez charges, picks it, throws to first in time for the out. Nicely done by the young third baseman. Corey Lee is retired. And now Corey Jolks is the batter. Jolks grounded to shortstop earlier. He's 0 for 1. Also last night, Reno edged Salt Lake 5-4. Drew Ellis is back with Reno. He had two hits with a double, drove in two runs. And Camden Duzenak hit his fourth homer. The Duz. Here's a fastball in there for a strike to Jolks, and it's 0-1. And Sacramento won. They beat Oklahoma City by a lot, 12-1. Wiped them out. Here's a foul on the first base side, strike two. Sacramento had three hits from Heliot Ramos, who homered. Three hits, a homer, and four runs batted in from Austin Dean. Three hits, three runs batted in from Luke Williams. Now the 0-2 is up and away. One ball, two strikes to Jolks. Las Vegas, Reno, Sacramento, and Salt Lake, the other four teams in the Rainiers division, they are all tied with a record of 9 wins and 8 losses. So here's a check swing by Jolks, held up in time. So they've got five teams in the West. Four of them have records of 9-8. And then you have the Rainiers at 5-12. 2-2 pitch, check swing, didn't matter. It was called a strike by the plate umpire, and Jolks goes down, and that closes out the top of the fourth inning. Fourth strikeout for Wojciechowski, but Sugarland gets a run on the Lewis Brinson homer. It was the only hit. No one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Tacoma 2, Sugarland 1.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best
oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We go to the bottom of the fourth, Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1. And here's Ben Ramirez leading things out here, right to the second baseman, A.J. Lee, who throws him out at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Brett Kanine, the starter for Round Rocks, on a roll now. He's retired seven consecutive batters. McCoy reached on an infield single earlier, and he takes a curve inside, ball one. Finishing up our recap of last night's Pacific Coast League action, as now the 1-0 is in for a strike. Round Rock beat Albuquerque yesterday 6-2 as Josh Smith had three hits and scored three runs, and Bubba Thompson tripled and homered. Round Rock has the best record in the league. Here's one for a strike. They are 12-5. And Oklahoma City, with the second best record in the league, is 11-6, and they're in the same division in the East. One ball, two strikes to McCoy. And Kanine with his pitch. And it swung out and fouled off on the first base side. Still one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and pulled to third. Backhanded on one hop by DeGody, and he fires it to first in time to get McCoy. And two men are out in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Breaking ball from Kanine there, and McCoy hooked it right to the third baseman on one hop. Forrest Wall had a bunt single his last time up. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Yeah, the 1-0 coming. And it's grounded up the middle off the mound. It goes to Barreto, who throws to first in time to get Forrest Wall. And three grounders in the infield, one to the second baseman, one to the third baseman, and one to the shortstop. Three quick outs in the fourth. We head to the fifth inning of play here at Cheney Stadium on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Our score is Tacoma 2, Sugarland 1.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brakes. Through May 24th, check out the spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads with two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu.
We We go to the fifth inning. It is Tecoba 2, Sugar Land 1. Asher Wojciechowski on the hill for the Red Ears. Allowed 2 hits in 4 innings. A solo homer. No walks. It struck out 4. Here's his first pitch to Michael Papirski. And it is taken up and away for a ball. I want to know the count to Papirski, a switch hitter who will bat left-handed here. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now the 2-0 is pulled, foul, and out of play down the right field line and towards the parking lot. 2-1. Now pitch is in there for a called strike. That evens up the count, 2-2. Mariners in action today against the Royals. M's trying to sweep that series. It's tied 2-2 after 5 innings. Here's Papirski hitting one in the air to left center. And a couple of players closing in on this. And Marcus Wilson makes the catch in front of Stuart Fairchild, who bailed out at the last moment. Papirski flies out to the left fielder, Wilson. So one down. And now Franklin Barreto will be the batter. And the pitch is swung on, and this is hit in the air towards right center field, and this one's deep. Wall is at the track, and he makes the catch. That is out number 2. Forrest Wall tracking it down in deep right center. Barreto retired. 2 away. And now Scott Manea will be the hitter. Manea fouled out his first time up. He's 0-1. Mariners got their 2 runs today on a 2-run homer by Ty France, who's on a tear right now. Now pitch misses for a ball to Manea. And the M's have Robbie Ray on the hill. 1-0 pitch is bounced foul, third base side, 1-1. So a ball and a strike to Scott Manea. And the pitch is taken high for a ball, 2-1. Now Wojciechowski with a 2-1 pitch, swung on, grounded just to the left of the third base bag. Foul ball. Counts even, 2-2. Wojciechowski trying to close out the top of the fifth. Here's his 2-2 pitch, and it's low ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Wojciechowski now up and in, ball 4, and Manea draws a walk, and that's the first walk of the game for either team. Manea heads down to first with 2 outs, and now A.J. Lee will be the batter. And Joe Odom goes to the mound to talk to Wojciechowski for a moment. So they have a little chit-chat. A.J. Lee grounded out earlier. He's 0-1. And he swings at the first pitch and hits it in the air to shallow right. Haggerty is back and called off by the right fielder Wall coming in, and Wall makes the catch, and that's it. Lee swings at the first pitch and pops up. The right fielder making the play. No runs, hits, or errors, and one runner left on base. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning. Our score is Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This is Fogelman, ready to hustle butt and muscle.
Membership numbers at Sly's Gym have been racking up.
22 people have signed up for 6 a.m. Buns of Steel.
Now he needs more certified trainers to do all the heavy lifting.
I'm going to have to bulk up my staff.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
On to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rainiers lead 2-1. Top of the order coming up. First pitch of the inning from Brett Kanine to Sam Haggerty is a breaking ball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Haggerty's flied to right field twice, and now he hits one in the air the other way. The left fielder jolts, moving towards the foul line, is there, and he makes the catch. And that is out number one in the bottom of the fifth. Kanine has retired 10 consecutive batters since Forrest Wall bunted for a base hit with nobody out in the second inning. Here's Stuart Fairchild, the newest member of the team. Born in Seattle, went to Seattle Prep. Takes a pitch down low for a ball. 1-0. And from there, he moved on to Wake Forest. Played 3 years in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Had a big junior year. And got drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Or, pardon me, by the Reds. That's right, the Reds. And he was a high draft pick, second rounder by Cincinnati in 2017. And he takes one low and away for a ball, 2-1. The Reds then traded him to the Diamondbacks organization. And we saw him playing against the Rainiers last year when he was with Reno for a spell for strike two. And he ended up getting called up by the Diamondbacks for his first time in the big leagues and didn't play a whole lot, 2-for-15. Now the 2-2 is laced to short and caught by the shortstop, Barreto, for the second out of the inning. That was a rocket that Fairchild just hit, but it was caught by Barreto. And now Joe Odom is the batter. Just to wrap up the Fairchild story, this year the Diamondbacks, he was in spring training with them, and then they optioned him to AAA Reno, and he'd been playing for Reno, and then the Diamondbacks made a roster move. They needed a 40-man roster spot, and they designated him for assignment, and that's how the Mariners organization got him, making a waiver claim, and his pitch to Odom's a strike, and Fairchild's here now. 0-1 pitch. Over for a strike, 0-2 the count. O-2 pitch, grounded to the right side, and that's fielded by A.J. Lee, and he throws out Odom at first base. Inning over, Kanine's on a roll. He has set down 12 in a row, but despite that, We head to the sixth inning. The Red Ears with the lead. Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves. Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We head to the sixth inning. Tacoma with a 2-1 lead over Sugar Land. And the top of the order is up for Sugar Land. Asher Wojciechowski still in this game to start the sixth inning. He's having his best outing as a Rainier so far. This is the start of the third trip through the lineup for him. He's thrown 68 pitches through five innings of two-hit ball with one walk and four strikeouts. Leon stands in 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout, and the pitch is a little inside. There's ball one. Now the 1-0 is a breaking ball in there for a strike, 1-1. One-one pitch is looped up the middle and caught by the perfectly positioned Sam Haggerty. The Red Air second baseman making the play up the middle. And Leon is out. One away. And here's Lewis Brinson, who homered for the lone Sugar Land run. A line drive home run in the fourth inning. Hit it the other way to right field. Just did get out of here. And he takes one down low for a ball. Want to know the count. We're going to take a look at what happened around the Mariner Farm System yesterday. As here's one inside now, 2-0. Double A Arkansas, the team right below Tacoma on the organizational ladder. They lost in the ninth inning yesterday, 7-6 on the road. Here's one outside. They're playing at Corpus Christi, which is the Astros affiliate. Coincidentally, the Rainiers are playing the Astros affiliate at the same time, too. Here's the 3-0 to Brinson, and it is in there for a called strike. Double-A catcher Matt Scheffler had two hits and two runs batted in last night. And infielder Caden Polkovich had two hits with a double and scored a couple of runs. 3-1 to Brinson. Wojciechowski's pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the left field line. Mariners had a good pitching performance in the organization at Advanced Class A Everett yesterday in a 5-1 victory over Tri-City up in Everett. Jimmy Joyce was the starter. Don't call him James Joyce, Jimmy Joyce. Here's a swing and a roller to short. That's fielded by McCoy. Toss it to first. In time for out number two. Brinson grounds to shortstop, and now Alex Degody will be the batter. Jimmy Joyce was the Mariners' 16th round draft pick last summer out of Hofstra University. Don't see a lot of ball players out of Hofstra. But Joyce was dealing for Everett yesterday. Allowed one run in six innings. Just three hits allowed. He got the win. Great outing. Outfielder Alberto Rodriguez hit his first homer. As now the 1-0 pitch to Degody is on its way. And this is hit in the air to center field. And there's Fairchild underneath it. And he makes the catch and the inning is over. And Wojciechowski is cruising. Three up, three down in the top of the sixth inning. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Sugarland 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. And it'll be Zach Grinkus-Wilson to bat for the Rainiers. Rainiers leading 2-1. Brett Kanine's on a roll for Sugarland. He has retired 12 consecutive Tacoma batters, and he throws a fastball for strike one to Zach Green. Now the 0-1 pitch is coming. And there's a check swing. He went around. That's strike two. 0-2 the count. We'll wrap up our Mariner Farm report because I didn't want to leave this teenager out. The Mariners have a teenage shortstop in A-ball. So here's a grounder deep into the hole, fielded by Barreto up on his feet, throws a one-hopper to first in time for the out. Nice play by the Sugarland shortstop, Franklin Barreto. Taking a hit away from Zach Green deep in the hole. And the key there was that Barreto was able to kind of, after making a sliding backhand stop, was able to gracefully pop right up onto his feet in a throwing position and got a lot of zip on that throw to first base to get Zach Green one out. Now Trent Tingelstad, the batter, and he bounces one foul. Edwin Arroyo was the Mariners' second round pick last year out of a high school in Puerto Rico, and he's playing for Low A Modesto. He had three hits and two walks last night, on base five times. He drove in four runs and scored two. Huge game for young shortstop at Low A Modesto. 0-1 pitch, swung on, bounced foul, first base side. So 0-2 the count to Tingelstad, who had a two-out RBI single in the first inning. And the pitch is in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Now a 1-2 pitch fouled back to the screen, still 1-2. Now, here's a swing and a fly to shallow center, and coming in is the center fielder, Brinson, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and Tingelstad has flied out, two away at the bottom of the sixth inning, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson, 0 for 2 today. He has flied out to the center fielder twice. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Mariners just took the lead over the Royals 3-2 in the sixth inning on an RBI double by J.P. Crawford. He's been swinging it well at the beginning of the season. Here's one in for a strike. He had Ty France. Last night, France had 5 hits, was the first Mariner to get 5 hits in a game since D. Gordon did it in 2018. Here's one outside now to Marcus Wilson. Ty France once hit .399 in this league, the Pacific Coast League, when he was with El Paso. He did not have enough at-bats to qualify for the batting title, but it was in 72 games. He hit .399. Wilson drives one towards center, and there's Brinson to haul it in, and Marcus Wilson flies out to the center fielder for his third time in this game. Three up, three down in the sixth. Tacoma 2, Sugarland 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com. and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are all heightened after a year without, so grab the gang and join us for a season of South Sound splendor. Single-game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment you missed in 2020 are available now at WeAreTacoma.com. Rainiers baseball, this is our city.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the seventh inning. Tacoma with a 2-1 lead over Sugarland. And the Red Ears just had a tremendous starting pitching performance from Asher Wojciechowski. And he's done to the bullpen for the first time in this one and brought in the right-hander Patrick Weigel. Weigel ready to work on Corey Lee. And the right-hander is set, and his pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. For Patrick Weigel, this is his sixth appearance for Tacoma. No record. He's allowed 4 runs in 7 innings of work. 5 strikeouts, 7 walks. So one pitch is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. What a gem from Wojciechowski today. Now the 0-2 is swung out, hit high in the air to left field. This is not deep. Wilson's lining it up. Now he comes in at several steps, and he makes the catch, and one man is out in the top of the seventh inning. Weigel gets Corey Lee to fly out to left, and that'll bring Corey Jolks to the plate. Wojciechowski went 6 innings and allowed 2 hits. two hits. He gave up one run on the solo homer. He walked one and struck out four. Leaves the game with the lead. His best start of the year. And the pitch to Jolks is in there for a strike. It's a big lift that Wojciechowski provided today with a six-inning start. Yeah, the 0-1 misses for a ball. And it's especially encouraging because he was facing the same team that he faced in the series opener on Tuesday. And Sugarland got him on Tuesday. And Wojciechowski just comes right back facing the same team and deals for six innings. Here's one inside to Jolks, 2-1. Next pitch, grounded foul, third base side. 2-2 now. So 2-2 to Jolks. And the pitch is swung on, wrapped on the ground to Ramirez at third, who gloves it cleanly and sets himself and throws to first for the out. And two men are gone in the top of the seventh inning. So Jolks bounces out to Ben Ramirez, and now Michael Papirski will be the batter. Papirski, the switch hitter, will bat left-handed. He has a bunt single and a flyout, and the Rainiers are giving him the bunt single again if he wants it. As here's one down low for a ball. We've got a big shift on, and the third baseman, Ramirez, is playing a deep shortstop position. There's no one on the left side. 1-0 pitch to Papirski is in there for a called strike. 1-1. And a swing and a fly to left field. Wilson back a few steps. He's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Patrick Weigel just following in the footsteps of Wojciechowski. Quick and easy, three up, three down. We are at the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium with the score, Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Right here's with a 2-1 lead over Sugarland. New pitcher into the ballgame for Sugarland. It is right-hander J.P. France, who we originally were told was going to start this game. And his first pitch to Ben Ramirez is down low for a ball. Brett Kanine really threw well for Sugarland, especially once the second inning was out of the way. Now a swing and a bouncer foul. Kanine went six innings, allowed six hits and two runs, both earned. Didn't walk anybody, struck out three. He retired the last 15 batters. And of the six hits that he gave up, four of them were infield singles. One and one the count to Ramirez, who homered in the second. And he swings, and it's a little dribbler in front of the plate. Lee, the catcher, picks it up and throws out Ramirez. And one man is gone at the bottom of the seventh. Full swing there by Ramirez, and he hit it like a bunt out in front of the plate. Well, Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy, one for two with an infield single. And the pitch is taken low and away for a ball, 1-0. Next offering is lined over the leaping third baseman, Degody, and into left field, a base hit for McCoy. He takes a big turn at first, but has to hold there as Jolks got it back in quickly. The left fielder firing it into second base. Mason McCoy with his second hit of the day. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall is one for two with a bunt single. We'll see if McCoy tries to steal. He's two out of three stealing bases so far as a Rainier. Has his lead, and the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Rainiers have been doing quite a bit of stealing in this series. And Sugarland has the Astros' top prospect, Corey Lee. And he's a catcher, as here's one in for a strike to Wall. But he only caught three of the games in the series, including this one. The Rainiers are going to prospect this coming week when they get to Vegas. Vegas has Shea Langeliers. The 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball. Langeliers was the prized prospect the Oakland A's acquired when they traded Matt Olson to the Atlanta Braves. One ball, two strikes to Wall. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2, swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Wall has struck out for the second out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. J.P. France with his first strikeout, and now Haggerty will hit. France is making his fourth appearance of the season, his first one out of the bullpen. He has no record of 4.15 ERA in 8 2/3 innings coming into play today. 14 strikeouts and 8 walks. It's a lot of both. Pitch to Haggerty is a swing, and he hit it right out in front of the plate and is out. Catcher unassisted for the final out of the inning. Haggerty took a swing at that and hit it right in front of the plate. Haggerty thinks he fouled it off his foot first and believes it was a foul ball, and he's discussing it with the plate umpire, Justin Robinson, but this play is over. He's out. Two unassisted, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the seventh inning. No runs on a hit and one runner left. We head to the eighth inning with the score, Tacoma 2, Sugarland 1.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips. We'll always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Moving to the eighth inning, right here is leading 2-1 over Sugarland, and Patrick Weigel's on the hill. His first pitch to Franklin Barreto is a swing and a miss. And a sinker there, strike one. Next pitch is swung on and bounced foul up the third baseline. No balls, two strikes. Astros just beat the Blue Jays in 10 innings. 8-7. It was 6-6 after 9. Sears went up high to Barreto, and Toronto scored their automatic runner in the top of the... It was Jeremy Pena, their impressive rookie, hit a game-winning two-run homer. Now a swing and a miss there, strike three. Barreto goes down, and Patrick Weigel has his first strikeout. Pena played for Sugarland last year, although he wasn't with them when the Rainiers played Sugarland in the middle of the summer. He was injured most of the year, Jeremy Pena, and then joined Sugarland late in the year and caught fire and kind of set the stage for him being Carlos Correa's replacement in Houston this year. And that's worked out well for them so far. Pitch to Manea's inside, ball one. Now the 1-0 is over for a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch, called a strike, and it goes to 1-2. Now a swing and a liner fair down the right field line. That's going to be a base hit and possibly more for Manea. Wall fires it back into second. Manea is in there standing up. He has a one-out double. And Sugarland has the tying runner in scoring position with one out at the top of the eighth inning. We're going to see a pinch runner at second base as that is Ronaldo Urdaneta. So Urdaneta runs at second, presenting the tying run. Weigel ready to work on A.J. Lee, and the pitch is in there for a strike. Rainiers have bullpen action going with a lefty loosening up. Now the 0-1. And there's a swing and a miss. 0-2, Weigel out ahead in the count. Rainiers with a one-run lead here, 2-1, top of the eighth inning. And the pitch outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the next delivery is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and down goes A.J. Lee, and two men are gone to the top of the eighth inning. Second strikeout for Weigel today. And now the lineup turns over, and Pedro Leon is the batter, but the Red Ears manager, Tim Fedorovich, is on his way to the hill. And he's going to take the ball from Weigel and bring in a fresh arm here with two outs in the top of the eighth inning. We'll take a break for this pitching change. We've got a good one here at Cheney. The Red Ears trying to finish the homestand with a win. Our score, Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop. Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
We're in the top of the eighth inning in Tacoma. Red Ears leading 2-1. Sugarland has the tying runner at second with two outs. Pedro Leon coming to the plate. Roenis Elias summoned from the bullpen, his first time coming in mid-inning during his return from Tommy John surgery on his left elbow. And his first pitch to Leon is lined into left field, and that's going to be extra bases down the line into the corner. Urdaneta, the pitch runner, scores from second base. Pedro Leon jumping on a first pitch fastball doubles in the tying run at the top of the eighth inning. We are all even. It is 2-2. Well, Elias, the lefty from Cuba for the Red Ears, facing Pedro Leon, who is also from Cuba. That was a little home country grudge match right there, and Leon jumped on a first pitch fastball and tied this game. Here's the pitch to Lewis Brinson, and it is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Elias allowing just his third hit in five innings. Has struck out three and has not walked anybody. Next pitch batter grounds one into the hold. Nicely picked by McCoy. Long throw to first, not in time. Legging out the infield single is Brinson. Leon takes third. And the inning continues. Borders with two outs and Alex DeGody coming to the plate. DeGody 0-3 in this one. Runners at the quarters, two outs, tie game in the top of the eighth inning. Elias is set, and the pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. 94 on the scoreboard radar gun.
Next
The 0-1 pitch, runner from first takes off, and bluffing the throw to second, and then looking at third is Odom, but he does not throw it anywhere. Brinson steals second base. That's his second steal of the year. So two men in scoring position now. And the 1-1-2 to Godey is a swing and a miss and an off-speed pitch there, strike two. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to Ramirez at third. He fields it, throws to first, and it is in time for the out, and the inning is over. But Sugarland ties it up. They get a run on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tecumseh 2, Sugarland 2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob, 6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here. And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
All these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Two-two tie here at Cheney Stadium. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Stuart Fairchild, Joe Odom, and Zach Green, the right ears batters, do up this inning against right-hander J.P. France, who begins his second inning of relief work after tossing a scoreless seventh. Fairchild's 1-for-3 with an infield single in his Rainiers debut, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. There is strike one. 0-1 the count. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss there, strike two. Well, the Japanese pitching sensation pitched today on the other side of the Pacific, Roki Sasaki for Chiba Lotte. As here's one inside, and it hits Fairchild, and he will go to first base on the open. Fairchild will head down to first base. Now Joe Odom is the batter. A refresher on Sasaki, or if you don't know his story, two starts ago he pitched a perfect game with 19 strikeouts, including 13 in a row, and this is in the Japanese major leagues. So now the pitch to Odom is fouled away. Then in his next start, he pitched 8 perfect innings and was taken out of the game. They watch his pitch count because he's only 20 years old. He's just an absolute phenom. So he had thrown 17 perfect innings with 33 strikeouts. As here's a swing and a miss by Odom. And he pitched today against Osaka. And the very first batter of the game got a hit off him. So the perfect streak ended for Sasaki today. But what a run. He retired 52 straight batters all told. Sears won low to Odom because he'd retired the last batter he faced in the game before the perfect game. Then he had the perfect game. That's 27 plus the 128. And then he had 8 perfect innings. 52 straight, and then they greeted him with a hit today. 1-2 pitch to Odom is hit in the air towards right. Moving to the line is Leon, and he makes the catch on the move, and that is the first out at the bottom of the eighth. Joe Odom flies to right field. Now Zach Green is the hitter. Apparently there's no chance of Sasaki coming to the United States anytime soon. There were teams interested in signing him out of high school in Japan, major league teams. But nothing really developed on that, and now he's 20 and just dominating in the NPB. 1-0 pitch to Green is fouled off on the first base side and out of play. Tie game, bottom of the eighth, runner at first with one out. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-1. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's swung on and grounded up the middle, fielded by Lee. He flips it to Barreto, covering second for one. The throw to first is not in time and got past the first baseman, Papirski. Zach Green is safe at first base, but Fairchild was forced out at second. And now Trent Tingelstad will hit. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. See if the Marysville native can hit one in the gap here. Score a runner from first. Why not? Shift is on. Three infielders on the right side, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 delivery outside for a ball. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Red Ears. Two runs, five hits, one error for the Space Cowboys. Now a swing and yeah, Tingelstad takes down low. Two balls, two strikes. Green being held on at first by Papirski. Even count, two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and that got a piece of the catcher, Corey Lee. And he's going to take a moment and walk that one off. Right, here's have Marcus Wilson on deck. So two balls, two strikes to Tingelstad. Green leading from first. And the pitch is ball three. Full count, 3-2. That means that Green gets a head start from first base with two outs in the inning. Three and two, the count. And the runner goes. The pitch is a called strike three, and Tingelstad has struck out, and that closes out the bottom of the eighth inning. Right ears do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. One man left. We head to the ninth inning of a tie game here in Tacoma. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
On we go to the ninth inning, a tie game in Tacoma. The Red Ears and the Sugarland Space Cowboys all even 2-2. Rowenis Elias on the hill. He got the final out in the eighth after allowing the tying run to score. His first pitch to Corey Lee is ripped down the left field line. That is a foul ball. Foul ball. Close to being extra bases for Corey Lee, but it goes foul. Remember in the Rainiers postgame show, we always do a full Major League Baseball scoreboard, but a couple of notes to pass along now. The Cincinnati Reds ended their 11th. They beat the Cardinals 4-1. Behind a rookie, Nick Lodolo, who got his first major league win. So there's a pitch down low to Corey Lee. Mentioned the Astros won on a walk-off homer in the 10th by Jeremy Pena. The Twins also won on a walk-off homer in the 10th. As here's a swing and a miss by Lee. And that one was hit by Byron Buxton, and it was a tape measure shot measured at 469 feet. And it was his second homer of the game, and they beat the White Sox 6-4. Here's Elias with his 1-2 pitch on its way to Corey Lee, except Lee has called timeout and is going to step out for a moment. Now the pitch is swung on and rolled to first. That's fielded by Green. Green takes it to the bag himself for the putout. Leadoff man retired in the top of the ninth inning. And now Corey Jolks will be the batter. Garrett Cole bounced back from the shortest start he had had in years in his previous outing. And the Yankees ace tossed 6 2/3 scoreless innings today with 9 strikeouts. And the Yankees blasted the Guardians 10-2. Here's a swing and a miss by Jolks on the first pitch. Yeah, the 0-1 outside for a ball. Former Rainier G-Man Choi had a big pinch hit, 2-run double, and the Rays beat the Red Sox today 5-2. 1-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Former Salt Lake B, Joe Adell with a grand slam, and the Angels lead the Orioles 6th. So here's Jolks with a fly to center. This is playable for Fairchild. Hit fairly deep, but he catches it in right center. And that's out number 2 in the top of the ninth inning. Now Michael Papirski will be the batter. And you may have heard that yesterday the Cubs beat the Pirates 21-0 at Wrigley. Today, the Pirates lead 4-3 in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch to Papirski. Switch hitter bats right for his first time today, and he takes outside, ball one. And now a strike. Mariners still leading the Royals 3-2, bottom of the eighth now. Now the 1-1 is high for a ball, 2-1. In the bottom of the ninth, the right here scheduled batters are Marcus Wilson, Ben Ramirez, and Mason McCoy. Here's a swing and a sharp grounder hit to first, fielded by Green, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and the inning is over. Rowenis Elias with a scoreless top of the ninth, the three up, three down. We'll see if the right ears can walk him off. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Sugar Land 2, Tacoma 2.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business, every employee, and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2. Marcus Wilson to lead things off. And he will face J.P. France, who's been in there for two scoreless innings. Right-hander out of Mississippi State. And his pitch to Wilson is a swing and a miss there, strike one. Wind has picked up here just in the last inning or so and is blowing out towards center field. That could be a factor. As we're in a tie game at the bottom of the ninth. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss there. Strike two. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a fastball called. Strike three at the knees. And Wilson goes down on three pitches, and one man is gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. He homered earlier and is one for three in his second ever AAA game. Blasted one off the scoreboard in right center in the second inning. Rainiers have bullpen activity in case of extras. Here's one down and in to Ramirez, ball one. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. One and one the count. And the pitch is swung on and lined into center field, and that's going to get down for a base hit. And Ben Ramirez has his second hit of the game, a single to center field. And the Red Deers have the winning runner on base with one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. So now Mason McCoy will be the batter. And Forrest Wall moves into the on-deck circle. McCoy's 2-for-3 at the plate here tonight, today. It's a day game. And the pitch is way up high, and that is ball one. A fastball there from France that just sailed on him. Want to know the count. And the pitch is low and away to Adele. Count very much in favor of McCoy here. 2-0 with a runner at first and one out in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth inning in front of 6,500 people here at Cheney Stadium today. Now a turn and a throw to first, and Ramirez dives back. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch is inside, ball three. Rainiers will gladly take a walk that would force the winning runner into scoring position at second. 3-0 the count. And the pitch to Mason McCoy is a fastball poured in there for a strike. He was taking all the way. Now it's 3-1, and he'll look to be more aggressive. Now here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is high ball four, and McCoy draws the walk. His third time reaching today, and Ben Ramirez, the winning runner, is now at second base with one out at the bottom of the ninth. Forrest Wall will be the hitter. The catcher, Corey Lee, goes to the mound to talk to J.P. France. Wall is 1-for-3 in this game with a bunt single back in the second inning. Now, last night, Wall was up with the bases loaded and two outs in the ninth. The Rainiers were down by two, and Wall was called out on strikes to end the game. I don't think that he's going to go down with the bat on his shoulder today. Here's the pitch from France, and it is a swing and a foul off the fencing in front of the dugout on the first base side. That sent him scrambling. Strike one to Wall. Wall way out in front of that pitch. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch, down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. That almost got Wall's foot. It didn't, but it was close. 1-1 the count. Now the 2-1 pitch is on it, or the 1-1 pitch is on its way. And it is a called strike with a fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. 93 on the gun there from J.P. France. Ramirez at second, McCoy at first, one out, bottom of the ninth, tie game. One ball, two strikes, the count to Forrest Wall. Haggerty on deck. And the 1-2 pitch is on its way, and it is low. Two balls, two strikes. Wall started to go after that pitch and stopped in time to take it for ball two. Now Wall, Orlando, Florida area native. Looks out to the mound. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Forrest Wall grew up with the Bichette family. Knows Bo on the Blue Jays and went to Dante's hitting camps. Yeah, the 2-2, swing and a foul back. Still two balls, two strikes to Forrest Wall. Wall back in the batter's box now. Two balls, two strikes. Two on, one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the pitch is swung on and sliced, foul down the left field line, out of play. Still 2-2. Wall trying to win this one here in the bottom of the ninth. Runners with their leads. And the 2-2 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards center field. Back a few steps is Brinson, but he's there, and he makes the catch. Tagging at second is Ramirez. He advances to third as the throw comes into second base. McCoy holds it first. Wall flies out. He does advance the winning runner to third, but there are now two outs in the ninth. And Sam Haggerty will be the batter. Seth Mejias-Breen talking to young Ben Ramirez, the runner at third, the Red Deer's third base coach, telling him to be on the lookout for any pitches that might get past the catcher. Haggerty's been quiet today, 0 for 4. And here's the pitch, and it is swung on and hit foul. On the ground, strike one. Oh, and one the count to Sam Haggerty with Ramirez at third and McCoy at first. The 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. France ahead of the count. No balls, two strikes. So no balls, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. And the pitch to Haggerty is up high and outside. One ball, two strikes. So 1-2 the count. Runners with their leads. And the pitch is swung on and popped up foul. Third base side over is DeGody, and he does not have room. It lands in the crowd, and Haggerty stays alive. One ball, two strikes. Still the count. Down the line is Ramirez. The pitch is way up high. Taking second base is McCoy as he just broke and took second base. I don't think he'll get credited with a steal. It'll just be indifference because his run doesn't matter. It's a tie game with two outs in the ninth. That does take the force out of effect, though. Could be impactful on a ball put in play, especially with the speedy Haggerty at the plate. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is coming from France, and it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and Haggerty is struck out, and we are going to extra innings today. Well, it is a beautiful day for it. Let's play a little extra baseball. We head to the 10th. It is Tacoma 2, Sugar Land 2.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere. Electric.com for more information.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, we go to extra innings for the second time in this series. Sugarland won in extra innings on Friday night, 8-7, when they scored twice in the top of the 10th, and the Red Deers got one in the bottom of the 10th. Reminder, we are doing the automatic runner placed at second base, which has been going on for several years now in the minor leagues. And is happening in the big leagues, too, now. We broke it in the minors in 2019. And the majors started doing it in 2020 in the COVID season, and they continue today. So anyway, the automatic runner at second is Michael Papirski, who made the last out in the 10th. New pitcher for the Red Deers, Riley O'Brien, and his first pitch to Barreto is bounced up the middle and threw into center field, and Papirski's around third, and he will score. And Sugarland needs just one pitch to take the lead at the top of the 10th inning. An RBI single by Barreto, and they lead 3-2. First pitch, a low fastball just bounced up the middle for an RBI single, scoring that automatic runner. So it's 3-2 Cowboys, and now Ronaldo Urdaneta is the batter. He went in as a pinch runner for the DH, Scott Manea, in the 8th. Ended up scoring the tying run, and now he'll bat for his first time. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. This is the Rainiers' third extra inning game of the season. Tacoma's 1-1 in extra frames. There's a toss to first, and back in is Barreto. And for Sugarland, this is their fourth extra inning game. They are 1-2 so far. Runner goes. O'Brien steps off the rubber, throws to second, and they put the tag on him and get him. Haggerty tags out Barreto. Barreto went too early. And O'Brien just stepped off the rubber, threw to Sam Haggerty, and they got the out at second base. It'll go in the books as a caught stealing. So that is the first out of the inning. And now the 0-1 pitch is on its way to Urdaneta, and it's taken for a called strike. 0-2. Next pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Now the 0-2 is a breaking ball outside. 1-2. Rainiers will have Fairchild, Odom, and Green due up, and Haggerty will be the automatic runner at second, which is good because he's quite fast. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Urdaneta, and two men are gone in the top of the 10th inning. So Riley O'Brien gets the strikeout. He made his Tacoma debut on Friday, which was also his Mariners organization debut, recently acquired from the Cincinnati Reds in a trade. Here's his pitch now to A.J. Lee, and it's taken down low for a ball. Now the 1-0 is a breaking ball in there for a strike. One and one the count. Now a swing and a miss at a breaking ball there, strike two. The Cowboys don't have any bullpen activity, so it looks like they're going to stay with J.P. France, who's been in there for three innings. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes A.J. Lee, and that closes out the top of the 10th. But the Cowboys take the lead. They scored their automatic runner on an RBI single by Barreto. It was the only hit, and there was no one left on. We go to the bottom of the 10th. It is Sugar Land 3, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at Sound Dollar Goes Farther, Closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are all heightened after a year without, so grab the gang and join us for a season of South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment you missed in 2020 are available now at weartacoma.com. Rainiers baseball, this is our city.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, we go to the bottom of the 10th. Tacoma trailing 3-2, but they get their automatic runner. That is Sam Haggerty. Haggerty is at second base. And Stuart Fairchild is the batter, 1-for-3 with an infield single and a run scored so far in his Rainiers debut. J.P. France, normally a starter, pitching in long relief today, has been in there for three scoreless innings for Sugarland, and he's ready to work on Fairchild, and the pitch is a swing and a foul out of play. That is strike one. So the tying runner is in scoring position at second, and the winning run of the batter's box. Oh, and one the count to Fairchild. France's pitch is swung on and grounded to short, and it's scooped up by the shortstop Barreto, who throws to first and gets Fairchild. Haggerty advances to third on the play, so he's just 90 feet away from tying the game. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom is 0-for-4 in this one. And he's going to remain 0-for-4. They are intentionally walking Odom to pitch to Zach Green. Interesting decision because they just put the deciding run on base with that intentional walk. But it does set up the possibility of a double play, although they'd have to be really sure that they were going to get it. Now Green stands in, tying runner at third, and the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Green's 0 for 4 today with an infield single, and he's in a spot where he really needs to put the ball in play. Sugarland has the infield drawn in. They're holding the runner on at first. Now the 0-1 is swung on and hit in the air behind first. Foul ball into foul ground, and it lands untouched. Foul and strike two to Zach Green. So no balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Green, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. They got him with a fastball, and that is the second out in the bottom of the 10th inning. Right here is down to their last out. They do have the tying runner at third and the winning runner at first. We've got a pinch hitter here for Tingelstad. Steven Souza, the birthday boy, is going to pinch hit. Souza, 7 hits and 31 at bats, hitting .226, 1 homer, a ton of walks, 11 walks. And the pitch from France is a check swing, and Souza went around. That is strike one. 0-1 the count. Haggerty at third, Odom at first. And the 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and that is strike two, and the Rainiers are down to their last strike. They do have a lefty warming up at the bullpen in case we see the 11th inning, but got to score a run for that to happen. Haggerty at third, Odom at first, the 0-2 pitch with two outs coming to Souza, and he takes a fastball up high. One ball, two strikes. Mariners are also going to extra innings, tied 3-3 with Kansas City. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Souza, and it is low and away. Souza did not chase. Two balls, two strikes. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch from J.P. France with the game on the line is a called strike three, and Souza goes down looking, and that closes out the ball game. Sugarland wins this one 3-2, the final score in 10 innings. And Sugarland on their first ever trip to Cheney Stadium gets a bucket full of victories. They take 5 out of 6 in this series. And the Rainiers fall to 8 games under .500 on the season. Sugarland takes it 3-2, the final score. Will the Major League and Pacific Coast League scoreboards in the Tacoma Rainiers postgame show coming up next.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you. With flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, the Red Ears dropped this one in 10 innings to Sugarland. 3-2 the final score, and came from behind and tied the game in the 8th inning and won it in the 10th. This game, like yesterday, a well-pitched game on both sides. And, well, once again, the Red Ears did end up in the losers in the losing column. They had positives here. Starting pitching has been a real problem for the Red Ears for the first three series of the season, but these last couple of days it's really picked up. And today the Red Ears had their first quality start thrown by anybody this season. It was Asher Wojciechowski, who went six innings and allowed just one run on two hits and left the game with the lead. Great outing for Wojciechowski, but in the end the Red Ears drop it in the 10th inning. Tacoma scored in the first against the Sugarland starter, Brett Kanine. Stuart Fairchild, in his first at-bat as a member of the Red Ears, reached on an infield single with one out. And then with two outs, Zach Green reached on an infield single, Fairchild taking second. And that brought to the plate Trent Tingelstad, and he came through with the two-out hit, the RBI single through the right side, and it brought in Fairchild, and the Red Ears had a 1-0 lead in the first. Then in the second inning, Ben Ramirez, in his second game for Tacoma, up from Low A Modesto, blasted a home run off the scoreboard in right center field for his first AAA hit and first AAA homer. And the Red Ears were up 2-0 in the second inning. And then after that, the next two guys got hits, and the Red Ears had runners at first and second with nobody out, and it looked like the Red Ears might be on their way to knocking out the Sugarland starter early. But instead, something very different happened. Brett Kanine proceeded to retire the next 15 batters he faced in order. And he also delivered a quality start like Wojciechowski did for the Red Ears. Kanine went six innings and allowed two runs. So we went to the seventh. It was Tacoma 2, Sugarland 1. The Cowboys having scored their lone run in the fourth on an opposite field line drive home run by Lewis Brinson. For the seventh, he set down the side in order. We went to the eighth, still 2-1. With one out, Scott Manea doubled to right field against Weigel. And Weigel then struck out the next hitter for the second out of the inning. Tacoma then brought in the veteran Roenis Elias to face Pedro Leon. And Elias's very first pitch was hit for an RBI double by Leon. His double scoring the pinch runner Ronaldo Urdaneta. And that made it 2-2. Elias would get out of that inning without any more damage and also pitch a 3-up, 3-down top of the ninth. The Red Ears had an opportunity in the bottom of the ninth. With one out, Ramirez singled to center and Mason McCoy walked. But J.P. France got Forrest Wall to fly out to center. And he struck out Haggerty, and we were going to extra innings. And that means automatic runners placed at second base. And in the top of the 10th inning, Sugarland's automatic runner was Michael Papirski at second base. The Red Ears brought in Riley O'Brien from the bullpen, and his very first pitch was grounded through the middle of the diamond and into center field for an RBI single off the bat of Franklin Barreto, and that gave Sugarland the 3-2 lead. O'Brien would then proceed to get out of the inning without incurring any further damage. So the Red Ears got their automatic runner in the bottom of the 10th. It was Sam Haggerty. And the first batter, Stuart Fairchild, grounded to short. It did move Haggerty to third. So the Red Ears had the tying runner at third with one out. But J.P. France intentionally walked Joe Odom, putting the winning runner on base. bold strategy, but it paid off because France struck out Zach Green for the second out of the inning, and then he struck out pinch hitter Steven Souza Jr. to end the ball game, and Sugar Land wins it. 3-2 is our final score. Final totals for today's ball game. First for the visiting Sugar Land Skeeters. They scored 3 runs on 6 hits, made 1 error, and left 4 on base. Tacoma, 2 runs on 8 hits, no errors, left 10 on base. He is 1-0. Loss goes to Riley O'Brien. He is 0-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 26 minutes, and the attendance was 6,509. With the win, Sugar Land is now 8-10 on the season, and the Red Ears fall to 5-13 on the season. These two teams are not going to see each other again for quite some time. They'll play a series in Sugar Land, Texas. When is that anyway? Late June, June 21st, 26th. So we'll see them in Texas at the end of June. Sugar Land is continuing a long road trip. They are now going to Oklahoma City for a series that starts on Tuesday. As for the Red Ears are off tomorrow and then will play at Las Vegas on Tuesday. And all the games in Vegas, all the night games are at 7:05 p.m. with the day game on Sunday. So night baseball coming up this week in Vegas, 7:05 first pitch on Tuesday. Sugar Land takes it. In 10 innings, 3-2. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn. And we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities. All while working with other teams near you, visit Amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Well, Sugar Land takes down Tacoma 3-2, the final score here today at Cheney Stadium in 10 innings. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. First off, up north, the Mariners had a 3-2 lead going to the ninth inning against Kansas City. Drew Steckenrider trying to close it out, but Hunter Dozier tied it up with a solo homer to center field. And they are now in extra innings, and Kansas City scored a run in the top of the 10th, and they are still batting. They lead 4-3. Finals from the American League earlier today. Tampa defeated Boston 5-2. Shane McClanahan gets his first win of the year. 7 innings, allowed just 2 runs. First win by a Rays starting pitcher this season. G-Man Choi had a big pinch hit 2-run double to help the Rays get the victory today. The Yankees ripped the Guardians 10-2, the final score in the Bronx. Gerrit Cole bouncing back from a short start his last time out to deliver 6 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out 9. DJ LeMahieu had 3 hits, a homer, and 3 runs batted in. The Twins walked off the White Sox in dramatic fashion on a mammoth 2-run home run in the bottom of the 10th inning by Byron Buxton, his second home run of the game and 6th of the year, and the Twins beat the White Sox 6-4. And Houston also won on a walk-off in extra innings, trailing 7-6 at the bottom of the 10th inning. Their rookie Jeremy Pena ripped his third home run of the year with that automatic runner on base, and it gave him the 8-7 victory over Toronto. The A's have shut out the Rangers 2-0 behind the pitching of Cole Irvin and the bullpen as the Athletics win the finale of that series, and they remain over the 500 mark on the season. Angels lead the Orioles 7-6, bottom of the 7th. Joe Adell with a grand slam in that one. Moving over now to our National League finals today. Well, first the interleague game. Rockies beat the Tigers in interleague play 6-2 as Randall Grichuk had three hits and a homer and Charlie Blackmon was 4-for-5. In the National League now, the Marlins edged the Braves in Atlanta 5-4 as Jesus Luzardo allowed just one run in five innings to pick up the win. And Garrett Cooper had three hits and two runs batted in. San Francisco won big in the nation's capital, beating the Nationals 12-3. Two home runs today for Jock Peterson, who also chipped in with a double. That was a series sweep on the road for the Giants. Reds ended at an 11-game losing streak. That's right, 11-game losing streak. They beat the Cardinals 4-1. Nick Lodolo with 5 2/3 innings of one-run ball to get his first major league victory, and he struck out 7. The Pirates beat the Cubs 4-3 at Wrigley one day after losing 21-0. Dylan Peters, former PCL pitcher with Salt Lake, got the win in relief for the Pirates. He is 3-0. And it was the Dodgers knocking off the Padres 10-2 in San Diego. Clayton Kershaw with his third win of the year allowed just one run in five innings. Two homers today for Cody Bellinger. He's up to 4 on the year. Mets beat the Diamondbacks 6-2 in Arizona as the impressive young Tyler McGill got another win. He's 3-0, allowed just two runs in 6 2/3 innings. And Sunday night baseball does not involve either the Yankees or the Red Sox. It's the Brewers and the Phillies for a nice change of pace. They're just underway in Philadelphia. That's the Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Tacoma, Sugarland beats the Red Ears in 10 innings, 3-2. We'll be back with more right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Kids running the bases here at Cheney Stadium after this Sunday afternoon game. A beautiful day at the park. Great crowd here in Tacoma. Our best of the year so far as the weather really cooperated on the weekend, which is nice. And what happened? Well, the Rainiers lost in the 10th inning. 3-2, the final score. Well-played game, well-pitched game on both sides. And Sugarland simply emerged victorious. They get the win, and they took 5 out of 6 in this series. The Rainiers have not won a series yet. They have not split a series yet. They're hoping to get that turned around on the road in Las Vegas this coming week. Let's look at our PCL scores. Vegas wrapped up a home series against El Paso today with a loss. El Paso beat them 6-5, despite Vegas catcher Shea Langeliers hitting his 5th home run. Vegas is 500. They're 9-9 after losing today. Other PCL finals, Albuquerque defeats Round Rock 9-6, the final score in Round Rock, Texas. Sacramento edged Oklahoma City 2-1. Sean Gelly's been throwing really well to start this year for Sacramento. He had another solid start today and picked up the win. Salt Lake 6-3 in Reno. Well, the Red Ears will try to get it straightened out in Vegas. They've got Daniel Ponce de Leon starting on Tuesday. He pitched really well in his last start. It was a really good outing for him earlier on this homestand. And Ponce de Leon will pitch on Tuesday against Las Vegas's James Caprillion. That is Tuesday at 7:05 p.m. So no game tomorrow. And we'll be with you on Tuesday. We'll start a pregame show around 6:50 or so for the opening game of that series on Tuesday between Tacoma and Las Vegas. Well, thanks a lot for tuning in. Appreciate it. And that's going to do it for today's broadcast. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium, where once again our final score today in 10 innings, Sugar Land defeats Tacoma 3-2. Have a great evening.